Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs and today I'm just joined by Barry.
Hey Ravs.
Hello Barry.
How you doing?
They're pretty good.
We're back
pretty
again. I feel like when we're just together and there's no Lydia, I just feel like I'm worried that it's always going to go way more unhinged.
Yeah, I'm very scared. I'm very scared by today's episode because the last one, it was just me and you, was pretty fucking cursed.
It was the beginning of the Ron saga, wasn't it?
It was. This is where the Ron saga kicked off.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we're going to like start a new riot in the podcast industry.
I feel like the Ron saga has pissed me off so much that I just kind of don't want to know any more about it now.
Yeah.
I know there's.
I could do one final update. You know what I mean? Like I could do with one more update just to like tie a ribbon in it.
Maybe
after the wedding happens, if they give us the update. You know what I mean? I want to know what happens.
I was going to say, there needs to be finality. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't go on.
I
don't need to know any more fucking side characters. I don't need to have an anxiety about your fucking holiday anymore. Just fucking end it.
I need to know if you went on it, if you came back early, did you go to the wedding? How was the wedding? Did you tell your friends about the podcast? I need to know. I need to know these things. But you know, I can do it about time.
Yeah.
You
know? So sadly, Lydia's not joining us, but that means. Ravs and I, we're such efficient get questioners. We'll get through loads. Why do I say this? We're going to get through like three. we're recording this after we put out the mega boozathon, the 40-minute booze chat. People don't seem too upset about it. I was concerned people would be really angry that you know, we just kind of chatted about our booze for basically all of the podcast.
I've peeped and a few people sent in like, oh, I like that. Oh, I'm going to try that and stuff like that. So people kind of liked it. I was like surprised.
Nice. Good. I'm glad.
You might not hear this episode for a while though, because we might hold this one.
This might be a secret recording.
Yeah, we might like hold this for when we're, one of us are on holiday or something, you know.
I like this. This is like the lost episode.
Yeah, this might even end up on Patreon or something. Who
knows? We don't even know. That might even be announced. We
might not even have announced Patreon yet. Guys, top secret. We have a Patreon.
Top secret times. I like it though. It feels very intimate when it's just me and Ravs. It feels like, you know, we're just in your ears. We're telling you horrible things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just having a flick through some of the questions, looking back over some of these old ones and trying to, you know, pull them forward. And it's so strange how... You know, we'll answer a question about farts, and then that week there will be like 20 fart questions. You know, it happened with the Ron thing, like loads of Mormon questions started coming in.
Yeah. I think, like, honestly, my dream now is to have either a really high up Mormon priest, if that's what they have, or like an ex Mormon or something
like
on the
Mormon
podcast.
Mormon bishop or something.
Yeah. Like, Just to talk to them about Mormonism.
We had that chat earlier this week, and I do quite like the idea of maybe getting viewers in for one question. If you know, viewers have like weird professions. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm a really high power lawyer. I do something very strange.
Or like really weird jobs. Like my job is to scrape barnacles off of yachts. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm interested in what the viewers... I know that a lot of listeners are probably around our age, so I don't know if we're going to have anyone with a super crazy career, but maybe.
You never know, though. There's always going to be someone weird. Like, Triforce was telling us that... Was it P-Flax was saying that they had the guy who makes guns or something like that right into the Triforce.
Like a gunsmith.
A gunsmith, yeah.
Which
like,
is fucking crazy.
Totally wild. Like, just imagining someone doing a weird job while listening to this podcast. We've got Tractor Man.
Tractor Man's good. Yeah, we love Tractor Man.
Shout out to Tractor Man.
And Ice Cream Man.
Tracking along. And Ice Cream Man.
I mean, those are two pretty fucking... Those are out there jobs.
And one of my viewers, Sean's mum, listens to the podcast. I wonder what they do.
I love mum love. We love the mum love. It's good.
Yeah.
Equally, it's interesting. I feel like a lot of the questions to me feel like they come from Americans.
Yeah, a lot of them do. They're wording or they'll just say like, "I'm from San Antonio" or something.
Yeah,
like
please
that.
Stop
like,
signing off your questions. The amount of times I've accidentally nearly included, you know, people's just full names at the end of their questions with like their town. Please
people
stop
like,
doing
here's
that.
Here's my social security number, my full address.
This is meant to be anonymous. Stop. I don't want to know your name. Stop giving me it.
Speaking of which, someone's name was at the end of one of the questions we're answering today. One of the first questions
is
we
it?
Ever received.
Okay, can we delete that right now?
So no. It was, okay. But you've fixed it. You got rid of it.
Okay, good. Because, oh my God, it's just when I'm making the visuals, I just always accidentally just turn my brain off and leave it. So just please don't. Like, I will accidentally dox you and that's on you. It's not on me. It's on you that you left your name in the question. Speaking of, shall we jump in? We've got a weird selection of questions. I don't know which one you're going to pick here.
Yeah, exactly. I'll pick one at random, but speaking of
questions...
Oh my
God, should we actually do that? Should we open random.org?
Oh God.
And just do 1 to 6. We've got six very weird, very different questions here.
Okay.
If I share my screen to you...
Okay, yeah.
Here we go, 1 second.
All right, while you're doing that, if you guys go to pickaxe.uk/0degrees, you can send in your own questions.
True.
Which we will eventually answer. So, go do that.
Okay, so they're going like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah?
Okay.
And
all right.
I'm rolling a random number generator. 1 to 6.
Yeah, okay. Right, let's go.
All right. 6. All right, you're 6. First.
Okay. Oh, no.
fuck. Yeah, this is the one I didn't want to read.
All right. Okay,
good luck.
Here we go. All right. Question one, technically. My predicament is a tale as old as time, perhaps even older. I live in England, and through the magic of the internet, I've met two super great guys that I've now been in a polyam relationship with for a few years. However, they live in America, one on the West Coast and the other on the East. And in the current circumstance, it feels like it's going to be at least a couple more years before any of us can move. What's the worst possible way we can solve this problem so we can all live together and bog love? If you don't know what bog love is, it's fucking... The little Harry Twitch meme
little
for you
Twitch
there.
Little Twitch emote for you.
And the little icing on the cake, Harry, the cherry atop it all, right at the end, as it says, if it helps, we are all furries, Harry laugh.
Oh my God, this question is... I just question whether this question is real, but this one is the one that had the name at the bottom, which makes me think you wouldn't... This isn't a lie.
This is very much... Just admitting to that, this feels real. I think this is real.
This feels more like we're like Catholic priests and someone's like confessing to us more so than like they're asking a question.
Yeah.
I don't really get the question. It's just, this is like, I have no expertise. I have nothing to lean upon. No like experience. Like, what the fuck? So they're polyamorous. There's three of them.
So free in the bed, right?
Yeah, I don't...
Free in the bed.
I don't know if... That's actually the question. I'm not sure if they're... It might be three guys. What? It might be two guys and a girl. I'm not sure.
I don't know what the situation is.
And they're thousands of miles apart. Thousands of... Like, this is just so scuffed. I'm sorry, but this relationship is so scuffed. Like, I'm really happy for you. I'm really glad you made it work. But, like, trying to fix this, trying to stitch this fucking shit show together, I don't know.
Like, I hope that they're all in on the polyamorous bit. You know, I hope they're all into the big furry pale.
I feel like we need to start there. Like, polyamorous feels to me always like a dangerous endeavor. I'm sure people can make it work.
Some people make it work, but like it certainly is a risky one, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's always like when you watch like the Louis Theroux documentary on it or like any other shit, there always seems like one guy who's like,
I'm so
like,
happy with this.
So happy with this arrangement, and like the guy looks really sad as the poly partner goes to fuck someone else.
I guess just you know, the reality is, well, actually, did they say, have they even met up?
They've not mentioned if they've met up yet. They say through the magic of the internet, so I assume that they've just been doing a cyber time.
imagine how awkward that is. Okay, you're on Zoom, okay, and you're doing a cyber time, but Zoom always puts the person who's like speaking the loudest like as the largest.
Oh god.
So what if one of the three is just always really more vocal and more loud? It's just basically just the other two just watching.
Oh my god. I kind of love the idea of like just joining like a Google Meet or a Zoom meeting or something. And just like the first thing you see is like an electric blue wolf or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean?
Fuck, what? It's like one of those, like, you know, local council gets pranked and, you know, people fucking start playing just like furry porn. But the thing is, that's just what you're watching.
What they're watching. Yeah.
So I guess, also, it's worth saying, you know, just because they're furries, that doesn't mean it has to be a furry sex thing. Some furries are pretty adamant.
But they did mention Boglove.
Yeah.
They did mention Boglove in there.
I think it is implied. I just think this is so fucking cursed. Like, I just think it's doomed. Distance and polyamory, I feel like together, I think that's a lot of strains on this relationship.
Especially when the other two are coasts apart as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's East and West Coast, and then you're across the pond in England. Like, I don't think there's like much hope for this.
I feel like it's going to be easy to be negative. Let's try and build some positivity. How can this work? I mean, clearly it's going great because it's been like, they said it's been a couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's been going great. So I think you got to solidify it with a meetup. And most likely that means you probably going to America, right? It's a bit unfair to let the other two do the transatlantic crossing.
Exactly. I think that it probably make it the fairest distance. You're going to the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
The West Coast guy come to East Coast, you fly over to East Coast. That way, you know, you don't have to do the mega flight and the other person doesn't have to fly. That's the middle ground.
And
so you're going to New York, I'm assuming. I'm just going to say it's in New York.
Wow, make it nice. I was going to make it terrible. I was like, some tiny village in New Jersey. Just some tiny, shitty village.
That's even
village.
Better. Hold on. Obscure.
Yeah, let's find this
Coast
village. Let's
US
find a hotel.
Place.
Find a hotel in that village. Where are we looking, Rams? Yeah. Where are they?
Hidden gem towns on the East Coast,
okay.
Let's see. Okay, no, this is perfect. Block Island on Rhode Island.
Block Island, okay.
On Rhode Island. So it's an island on an island.
It's new. They've got New Shoreham. Shoreham is like on the south coast of England.
Uh-huh.
Okay, where is this? It's outside of New York, just east of New York. It's like, yes, this is perfect. You should go to Block Island. It's probably like, what, like a couple kilometers wide. There's like a little airport. It looks nice.
I'm looking up Block Island hotels, and I've found one.
There's a restaurant called Dead Eye Dicks. So shout out to Dead Eye Dicks.
Perfect, you can get your food there. They have a beautiful inn. It's just called Inn at the Harbor, Inn at Old Harbor, and it looks like this beautiful, like you know, like old Western sort of like up and downstairs, white picket fence, beautiful inn.
Yeah.
So what we're suggesting is, I guess you start the first ever Block Island Furry Con. and you all stay there and you have it at this hotel, assuming they'll allow you.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think it's probably one of those, Raz, where you just ask forgiveness, not for permission.
Yeah. So you.
The population
you make a reservation.
The population of Block Island is 1,000 people, Raz.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I said the first ever. So that's where you're gonna all go meet up. You're gonna book in to that hotel, show up in your fursuits, I guess, or maybe you save that for later.
And it's nice because you're on an island, there's like a feeling of trappedness, which is always great for a first time meeting someone from
social
the internet.
Social interaction from the internet.
Yeah, it's always great to feel really trapped and isolated away from away from people or you know, friends or family. It's nice to it's nice to just be reassured that the only way off is at least 20-kilometer swim back to New fucking Jersey.
You know, and you just have your meal at Dick's or whatever the fuck
it's
called.
Yeah, you have your Dead-Eye Dick's. Come on.
Dead-Eye Dick's. You have a meal at Dead-Eye Dick's, get to know each other, and then, like, you maybe go back and just see if you feel the same in person, you know, because it can be a bit different meeting people from the internet.
I mean, it's a beautiful little island. I'm Google, like, street viewing around. It's nice. It, like, it actually looks kind of Mediterranean in the summer. Like, honestly, this might be a nice recommendation, Ravs. We might have actually just crushed it.
Oh, damn, it did say hidden gems.
Yeah.
It did say hidden gems.
Do you reckon this is, like, actually horrendously expensive?
Oh, maybe. I didn't look at the prices.
Oh, there are a lot of American flags.
£529 for one night stay in an Old Harbour. Okay. You know, maybe there's a cheaper one.
No. This is very romantic. This is what you need.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, the Tory Americans that visit this tiny island are going to super appreciate you guys wandering down the beach in your fursuits. I don't know how that's going to land.
This place looks beautiful.
It looks great, doesn't it? I want to go to Block Island.
Yeah, I kind of want to go to Block Island. I picked it because it sounds kind of like a Minecraft thing, but...
No, it looks great. I feel like, yeah, you got to meet up. You got to somehow solidify this polyamorous relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the fuck you're going to live together. Like, visas across the Atlantic are not easy things to sort out or come by.
Oh my God.
And I don't know how accepting Rhode Island would be of your freeway marriage on Block Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it even legal to get married in
Block Island? I don't know.
No, not in Block Island. No. No, it is illegal. It's illegal to get married on Block Island. That's true. It's part of the deep Block Island law. No, is it legal to get married to like two people?
Oh, I don't know. Can you do a polyamorous marriage?
Can you do polyamorous marriage? Is it legal? Is polyamorous in legal terms? Polyamorous people are unable to marry all of their partners. It is illegal throughout the United States to marry more than one person at a time. What about the UK?
Oh, it's currently illegal in the United States.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't
be
a throuple.
Is there anywhere you're allowed to do polyamorous marriage? Where is polyamorous marriage legal? Block Island. No.
Wait, Colombia. Colombia have the world's first legal union between free men.
Based. I love it.
Hell yeah. Okay. Right, we're going to Colombia now.
Yeah. No, we're starting in Block Island. Then if it's all working really well, you just got to double down.
Yeah. You all need to sell up your places and move to Colombia.
And probably your fursuits as well. Those are worth quite a lot of money.
They're worth quite a lot of money. You're going to have to, like, you know, have like a homemade one for a little while. Because you're moving into your first thruple house in Colombia.
In Colombia. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
And, you know, if all goes well, you can do some fucking, you know? I think that's like the best way to do this.
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's great that there's little listeners out there, you know, with their polyamorous relationship. It's crazy. I love it. It's great. It's just so eye-opening. It's something that is so foreign to me. Do you know what I mean? It's not something that I've ever felt is my persuasion. So it's very, it's new. It feels like a new venture, Ravs. Something that I've never considered.
Yeah, me either. You know, I always kind of forget it exists until you meet one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What, furry or polyamorous?
Both.
Fuck's sake. Honestly, if anything, I'm just happy that we had this question because we've learned about Block Island, which looks fucking great.
Yeah honestly, like, fuck Vegas. If we go to TwitchCon, let's just hit up Block Island.
It's just really pretty. It's really nice. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that question. We won't say their name. Please stop putting your names in questions. I reiterate that again. Please stop putting your names in questions.
No, we know that about you.
Now we know that about you. Oh, regular viewer. All right. I'm doing another random number generator.
Okay.
1 to 5. What's that? I'm just marking this one. Done. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Number 2. What have we got? Hi guys, for the last 6 months, I've been working with the most soul-destroying job of my life. I sit directly next to my insane boss, and I'm ready to call it quits. For context, my boss has serious issues where when I ask for help or his opinion, he just goes mental instead of offering advice. And the way his mood fluctuates throughout the day changes is actually terrifying. Keep him happy and to avoid his outbursts, I've basically tried to be his best friend for months, and it worked. But I've had enough. I'm handing in my notice in 3 weeks. Do I leave on good terms and lie about why I'm leaving and take a good reference, or balls to the wall, tell him he's insane and a terrible human? This could be my only chance I get to do it in life. What do you think?
You know, you got to be career focused. I know you're letting like your emotions get the better of you here, but like, you need that reference. You want that reference. There's no point after you've put in the graft of like getting in his good books. Like maybe he's into some really boring shit. Like, I love old sports cars, and he's been telling you about them for 3 months.
My like, stamps.
Yeah. Me and the wife Irene just went to a very cool convention about postal stamps.
We went to Block Island and joined a fairy convention.
You know, yeah. Like, yeah, you've put in the graft. Don't ruin it all just to say fuck you to a person.
I feel like the satisfaction that you'll get from, you know, letting loose and pulling that ripcord of fuck you and you're a twat. It's really not worth it. Like, you never know. I feel like with those kind of things, you never know how that might bite you in the ass. I mean, you can foresee that you might fuck your reference, but like, you never know that. You might fucking, you know, he might be mates with someone that you're going to end up working with in the future.
He gets a new job as like the manager of another company you may end up at one day.
Like, burning those bridges is never worth it, in my opinion. I think, you know, you can walk away and hold your head high and be like, look, you did the nice, right thing. You were a good employee. Fuck him. He's a cunt. Tell that to all your friends. But
yeah. That's the stuff that you like go to the pub or talk to your partner or anything about. You know, that's like the stuff you just say, man, my boss is a real fucking asshole or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, good on you for like, you know, quitting as well. You know, like, if you can't take working with an asshole, like, you put yourself first and just quit, right? Like, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I just feel like burning that relationship, I mean, obviously there was no relationship, but just burning him. You know, the worst thing you don't want to do that in front of other people. Like, maybe there maybe is an argument for like taking him aside if you actually feel like you've swung him slightly and that he might like or respect you and being like, look, mate, I don't, you know, I'm leaving, but I don't think the way that you deal with people is very nice. And doing it in a kind of, you know, you don't risk any repercussions outwardly.
Yeah. Or making a complaint or an anonymous complaint, if that's even an option, to HR about their behavior.
I mean, you can always wait a couple months, and depending on the size of the company, Glassdoor is always a great place to just go and fucking drop a little review of them. I just don't think going balls to the wall. I feel like the trouble is the two options that they proposed, I don't entirely both agree with. Like, just kind of head down, leaving, don't say anything. And
You get your reference though, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's a little bitch.
I guess also they've only been working here for 6 months, they say at the beginning, which if it had been years, you know, if they've been years of this fucking brain torture, maybe I'd be like, you know what, maybe you've earned it. But 6 months is also quite a short time to be in a job, it feels like. So I'd say don't. As fun as it would be to, you know, graffiti his
maybe
office.
Maybe you could just do like one last anonymous prank if you don't have like CCTV or something, you know, like, you know, shit in his drawer.
Yeah,
or something
shit in the car park.
Oh, like, yes, shit in the car park. It works out so well. You know, maybe put like some fucking sardines behind his radiator or something like that. Some nasty shit.
Does feel like you do need to calm him a little bit. Do you know what I mean? These people can't always get away with being cunts. Like, you gotta...
Yeah.
How can you bring him down a couple pegs but not fuck your reference?
Oh, easy. You put a fucking strap on in his...
Plant some cocaine in his drawer.
Yeah, and then they pull it out and he's like, oh my God, the boss likes getting pegged. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know...
No, right, that's weirdly based.
It's actually kind of weirdly... Actually, you might give him like a better office opinion.
Don't help him.
Yeah, no, don't help him.
You could like fucking catfish him. I don't know...
Catfish him. I kind of like that. Yeah, apply for the job.
Really fuck with him.
Yeah, apply for the job that's replacing your position as just like a really, you know,
really well qualified person. Just waste his time.
just waste his time. Yeah.
I really like that. It's so petty. It's just like, yeah, he doesn't get to employ someone for another month. He's wasting his time. Got him. Like,
yeah, get like one of your friends to do like the phone interview or whatever so that you just keep wasting time. Oh, it's all coming together.
Wait, when did this question come in? Because they said they're handing in their notice in 3 weeks. I think it might be too late.
It might be too late. It's entirely possible. I mean, they've already done it.
I really hope they haven't gone full boost to the wall when it just
let's check this one came in when did this one come in? I'm peeping
what's that,
I feel like this is kind of recent.
I can't find it. Hi guys from it came in on the 7th of the oh not 9th oh fuck yeah
They handed in their notice.
No, wait, that's good. It was 3 weeks till they hand in their notice. So they're probably on notice period at the moment. So it's like they've got a month to like do this. I hope they haven't done anything crazy. I like the idea of laying a prank. I really like what are good pranks?
Nothing that will get you arrested.
No.
Don't buy cocaine and then plant it in their office. That will A, get you done for buying cocaine, and B, like framing someone.
That sounds American. That sounds like a felony. I don't think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, sounds like a felony. Don't do that one. But like maybe like a whoopee cushion.
I just feel like it's got to be something like. He sounds like, you know, he sounds like someone who would have like a crazy hobby or like a really weird hobby. They'd be packed.
Stamps.
I feel like he like is this boss. I just feel like he's into golf. Do you know what I mean? Like something that you can like. How nasty do you want to be? Because you could be like, it'd be great. You know, one last time, let's hang out together. You know, can you take me golfing? You know, your golf course with you. I want to meet, you know, your girlfriends. I'd love to play golf. I played a bit as a kid. Just big it up that you're really good. Then just turn up and just fucking embarrass the shit out of him and like some like partners golfing. Like something like that. Well, like he can never fuck your reference with that. But you're like, but you've embarrassed him in front of his friends or something. Like, you really like, that.
What? So like when he like nips to the toilet, you're like, oh, wait, do you hear what he told me?
He likes being pegged. And that's weirdly based.
I'm super into that. That's actually where we are. You know, why we're such good friends. He's pegged me.
Maybe just ask if he wants to get pegged. I don't know. Maybe I feel like we're answering this question in a weird way.
Well, I feel like the pegging isn't even a prank or as embarrassing. I feel like we need to go worse. Like, turns out he's going to Block Island next month. He's got a little appointment.
Block Island is going furry.
Block Island's first ever fur con.
Block con,
yep.
Fuck's sake. Yeah, I feel like if there's a harmless prank you can do it. Because I feel like you don't want to be in that situation where you look back and you regret not doing anything because you feel like he got one up on you. You know, you want to feel like, he got his comeuppance in some way.
If he's into like golf, can you like get like a prank golf ball so that when he hits it, it like explodes or like fucking
with shrapnel.
Filled with stinky gas? Maybe not shrapnel, people might die.
I wonder, could you do it like really, really fucking basic? Can you just get him like some like, you know,
oh, some anonymous admirer sent you a cookie, and the cookie is just filled with spice and just like the spiciest thing. Just like something like really, really basic. They're just like, I feel like that would give me so much joy.
It's from Mum and Pop's special cookie shop, and it was like all sweetly wrapped, and then it's just the most hellish.
Because if he is like actually insane, you kind of don't want to press his buttons too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is like a level of like, okay, like don't push him over the edge. Like let's be chill a little bit.
Well, this certainly has to be an update episode.
Yeah,
we need you to write back in and tell us what happened.
I hope they haven't left already. I mean, let us know. I'm intrigued. What did you do? I think a harmless prank is okay. I don't agree with confronting them about all of their assholeness.
Don't get caught on your prank, though. Don't get caught. You have to be.
That would be a nightmare. Swift. Do not.
That would be really bad for you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck, soldier.
Good luck.
Sending them in. All right. Let me random number generate you.
Okay.
1 to 4. Let me get this one off. We rolled 3.
3. Okay.
That's
a weird one. It's a weird
one.
We'll
move through it quickly. It's fine. Just, okay. Let's go.
Okay. Question 3.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star News.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now, wherever you get your podcasts. With Season 2 on the way, find out more at dicebreaker.com.
I have a bit of a strange dilemma. I have cauliflower ear on my left ear due to a mixture of wrestling, boxing, jiu-jitsu, and MMA. If you don't know how it happens, it's due to the trauma and the blood going to the ear and not having anywhere to go. Basically, my ear is as hard as a rock. I've drained it multiple times now with a syringe, and aside from some earbuds fitting strange, it hasn't really been an issue. However, now my right ear's beginning to start to require draining. Should I let my right ear get as bad as the other left ear to match and prevent any further ear hematomas? Also, people I train with told me to not get it drained due to it being a symbol of dedication. And with both ears messed up, it would prevent people from knowing if I attack from the left or the right side.
What the fuck?
That last bit at the end is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Of your friend saying, keep your gross-ass, disgusting-ass, blood-filled cauliflower ears.
I think your friends might have been kicked in the head too many times doing fucking wrestling and jiu-jitsu, mate. That is not... No. Like,
that's not a badge of honor. Get that fucking blood out of there. I feel like normal ears.
I feel like we have to say on this one, this is like certainly medical advice required. we are not medical professionals.
See a doctor, see what they say about your ears. You don't want to lose your hearing. An audiologist would be probably the best one.
Yeah, ears are really, they are relatively sensitive things. Like, God damn it, man. Drain that fucking ear. That is so gross.
If you don't know what cauliflower ear is, like when you see that someone like really hench or a fighter or like a rugby player and they've got like those gross ass little like shriveled cauliflower ears, they're like just filled with blood. And it's not pus, it's just blood, but it's really gross.
Cauliflower ears are like, it's like also the cartilage getting mangled. I don't know if they're always filled with blood and stuff, are they? Or maybe it's the combination of it being like stretched and then pulled and then drained and then it's fucking actually disgusting.
It is vile.
I guess gross. It's like, God, I just googled it. Do not look it up. It is truly disgusting, dude.
Yeah,
get that shit drained ASAP. Go see an actual fucking doctor. Stop listening to your like fucking brain, brain damaged mates who are like, yeah, you got to keep it. What? No.
Yeah, it is certainly pretty vile. Like, you should get that sorted, and it's probably like a health risk, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it probably like is blocking some not veins, but something in there.
I also feel like it's one of those things that while you're like, I'm making the assumption, but I feel like while you're young, you're kind of like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's whatever. Fuck it, I don't care. And I feel like that's one of those things that by the time you're old, you'd be like, why? Why did I not look after it more? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That feels like one you're gonna regret. I feel like you gotta be proactive. I didn't know that you got cauliflower ear though from wrestling and boxing. For me, it's always been a rugby association or an American Football Association kind of injury. But I guess there is a lot of physical contact in wrestling, especially.
Yeah.
God, it's so fucking gross.
It's really disgusting. I really think you should get that drained. Like, and also see a doctor just in case. Yeah. Medical advice. We are not professionals.
No.
We're very much not so on medical advice. Like, especially not on medical advice.
Yeah.
So maybe don't send us in questions that are like, help, I have like an STI. I'm like, okay, why are you talking to us and not
my
a doctor?
My dick has mushroom growing on it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Should I use it for cooking?
Yeah, sometimes questions are just, better off Googled, not sent into us. This isn't a Google search bar.
And also, fuck what direction you're attacking from with your gross ass here. Your opponent's probably like just looking at where do I punch him.
Yeah, just fucking get good, kid. Learn to attack from both. Like, come on.
Exactly.
I'm going to get beaten up, Raph. I'm going to see some big fat fucking cauliflower ear and fucking run.
They're going to fucking come up all chatted up and beat the shit out of us.
Don't beat me up. No, just like look after yourself, Jesus.
Drain your fucking gross ass here, man. Yeah. Like, get that gunk out of there.
And unless you're literally like a professional, like, unless you're like world champion level MMA, jiu-jitsu boxing person, then maybe there's some level of like, there's a strategic element to having a more fucked up ear. But like, what I'm assuming is quite like a low level. It's not worth it, dude. It's not worth it for your entire life to be like fucked up.
Yeah, you might like fucking ruin your hearing or anything. I don't know how these things work, but like,
again, we are not medical professionals.
We are not, but like, it just looks wrong. And how are you gonna wear like some headphones if your ear is are your AirPods just gonna get like consumed by this disgusting disgusting mass?
Fucking gross. Good luck though. I do hope it gets solved. I'm sorry you have this. Must suck, but just take care of yourself.
Keep killing it in your MMA, boxing, jiu-jitsu, wrestling career. Sounds like you know what you're doing.
All right. Let's do one last one. We've got three left to randomize from. I'm rolling the number. Here we go. Number two again. So that's 1, 2.
Oh, God, that is that big boy.
Oh, fuck, I've cropped it on my screen. This is one enormous. Oh,
it is that. But he's that. Okay, a chonk.
It's fine. Let's get into it. Here we go. Dear 0 Degrees, I ran into a situation a few months back, which, at the time, I decided to just accept. However, with the help of some expert advice givers, I was hoping that maybe I could get your thoughts and help on the issue. I'm a film student, a bleb trying to earn his master's degree for some odd reason. It's been a long course, and I'm nearing the end of it. My issue started back in early October. The course was still new, and in a typical fashion, the majority of my classmates, myself included, were rather shy and didn't really discuss our interests and tastes in films. This was something my lecturer had picked up on, who soon devised a plan. We were asked to show scenes from some of our favourite movies. When it comes to movies, I don't really have the most typical taste. With that being said, I decided to bite the bullet and clip some from niche films, hoping it might form a connection with others in the class who had secretly shared this love. My plan was a success. I found someone who shared an interest in these kind of films, but with a mild alteration, it was my lecturer. We talked a little afterwards about these films. My lecturer told me there was one in particular he found interesting. He told me he had not seen the film, which was a shame because it was my favourite out of the lot. I was hoping that I could finally find someone to talk to about. This wasn't too much of an issue though, as I had the film on DVD and offered to lend it to him. This was something he was very enthusiastic about, and so following week I did.
Now, when it comes to Russian people, I often feel guilty. So when I lend things, such as books or DVDs, I often leave it a long time before asking for them back. As long as I have it by the end of the year, all would be grand. However, there is one situation I was not expecting. During the middle of my second term, I received the unfortunate news that my lecturer had suddenly passed away. This was heartbreaking.
No, that is a twist I did not see coming in this story.
What a twist.
I thought it was going to be like the lecturer like asked me to come watch it with him at his house.
I was like, there's going to be the sexy time.
There's going to be like a sexy time with the lecturer. I fucking hope not.
They fucking die.
They fucking die? What the fuck?
I know, it's so fucked. This was heartbreaking for both students and staff as he had been a long-serving lecturer at the Institute. Despite only knowing him a few months, myself and others felt it was only right to attend his memorial service. Some months have passed since then, and the course has slowly adapted to his loss. By now, you've probably guessed what my issue is.
Oh, no.
So my question is, are these. Am I the asshole for wanting my DVD back? And if no, how would you suggest going about this? I feel pretty bad for this, being a fort during this time, but I realise that my chances of action are slowly fleeting. I really enjoy the film, and as a collector, owning it is a joy to me. Buying a new copy would be a struggle, and I've only seen it sold in a multi-pack. Yeah, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is still my all over priority to not show insensitivity towards the situation. Please help, and may my lecturer rest in peace.
I'm so
sorry. That's so fucking sad.
I'm really sorry to hear about that, but. My God, what a twist I didn't see coming. What? Also, the fact you still want the DVD
that
back.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
I feel like...
I'm picturing like the funeral, they're there and there's like a crying widow and like a family of children are crying.
It's like open casket. You go up to like, you know, nod goodbye, but you're like looking around in the coffin. Like, has he got the DVD in there?
And you're like, hello, Mr. Fletcher. Do you have the DVD? You're like whispering as you pay your respects.
I feel like... I feel like you can ask for it back. I don't know if the lecturer had like a partner or somebody, but I feel like writing them a really lovely letter about your relationship with them, you didn't know them for long, but that you shared this great interest in film and requesting for your thing back is like, you know, because it now holds even more sentimental value to you, I think would be more than adequate and really fine. No?
Shit, Harry, you've kind of got your way out of this question because I was sitting here thinking... You are fucked.
No,
you are never
seeing that
DVD again. Like, you can't ask for it. Surely you can't ask for it. Like, the crying widow. You're going to make her cry again. Like, just... But, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe you go down, like, a compassionate route.
I think you got to... Otherwise, you're a fucking cunt. Like, yeah, you can't just turn around and ask for it. Yeah, sorry, can I have my DVD back? Like, I also so interested. Is this DVD must be quite rare? Like, do you know what I mean? They seem very adverse to buying a new copy.
Yeah, like maybe it's like, you know, like I'm just gonna imagine it's like the Bond films, you know, and like, you know, there's like the mega sleeve that you put them all together. Maybe it's something like that, and like in the multi packs, that just the artwork isn't there.
I wonder if it is all too awkward and you can't get the DVD back, I'd love for you to update us with what it is, and I wonder if anyone out there has it, and we can kind of. Pass it on to a new home.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be really nice. But I'm really adamant. I feel like there's a case to be made to make a really nice sentimental gesture.
And maybe another route you could go down is like contacting the school, you know, and being like, can you help?
The route you shouldn't go down is like calling the police and being like, he's stolen my DVD.
Oh my God, no.
Also, like, I guess the thing is, if they don't have a partner or somebody that's kind of like taking care of their stuff and their estate, like, you're kind of fucked. Like, I don't really know. Like, I don't know. It might be hard. It might be hard.
Oh my God, what if he was like a widowed man himself?
Yeah.
I guess you need
to start like scouring like junk sales or something to like find his, I don't know. I don't know. It might be more complicated. They haven't really said, you know, if he's left anyone behind.
Yeah. like, oh my god, we don't even know if he's if they had a family. Like, they might just be like dead, and their estate is just, I don't know what happens to your estate if you're not got a will. Does it go? Certainly, your DVD wasn't on that will. Like, where does it go?
Guess auctioned off. I don't really know.
Yeah,
I also like, fuck. Did you like? Are there any like notifying, you know, things on this DVD that make it yours? Because this is why my concern is, what if you turn up there and the widow's like, well,
this is my DVD.
Prove it's your DVD. It's my DVD now.
I love watching this DVD. It's my favorite DVD. Also, in my mind, I'm like picturing it's like the movie Ants.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's just Bug's Life. Sorry, it's my multi-pack copy of Bug's Life. It's a very niche movie. I don't know if you watched it.
I enjoy watching this. It's my favorite in my collection. I actually collect these films too, and I was missing this one from my collection.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like you need to have probably like a picture of you holding the DVD or something. I don't know, did you write like a note on it or something?
Oh my god, if you could write this really compassionate letter, but then print out a photo of you holding the DVD and staple it to the bottom. Just say, please see attached. And it's just you holding a fucking Bug's Life.
What, I mean, also, fuck, I just had a terrible thought. What if, like, this is one of the last movies they watched and now it has sentimental value to, like, the widow? Like,
oh no.
Oh,
yeah, what if it was like, oh, we were actually watching A Bug's Life together and, like, right as the credits played, he passed away.
Sorry, we shouldn't laugh. This is obviously very sad.
That's obviously very bad, but
Bug's Life being your last movie. That's your last. Before my eyes close, Ramsay, I just want to think of Bug's Life and that scene where they hang in the dandelions over the big.
Yeah.
The big ravine.
Yeah. It's certainly not the one as your final viewing.
I would pursue the kind of nice letter option, and if that feels like that isn't going to work, I sadly think you probably just have to try and find another. But I'm optimistic. I feel like we may be able to help here. We may have people out there who have it.
Someone in the audience might have the DVD and would be willing to part with it. So let us know what the DVD is.
Yeah.
You could go down the compassionate route. You could go down the getting in contact with the school route.
Do not break into his house and try and steal the DVD.
That's not an option. That's illegal. And maybe part of you just has to like accept this one's gone and buy a new copy.
Yeah.
You know? But you might have to just accept it.
I just love that this is just a DVD. Like, I don't know, it feels so not 2022. That like,
but what if they did like the Pharaoh shit, like bury me with my treasures? Like, he put all his money.
Well,
and
a spade
like
is about £10. So it's about probably the cost to buy a new DVD. So
yeah.
Get digging. Yeah. Get digging, mate.
Check first, though. Maybe don't dig up your professor.
Yeah. Check by digging it up. Oh, God. Fuck my life. No, I'm really sorry. I hope you get your DVD back. And I don't think you're much of an asshole to be concerned about it. I think.
No, especially as a collector. I understand that. It's sentimental to you. You're into collecting these things. And you're sharing a passion with another person. Like.
And like I said, I feel like it has a new another meaning now, which is nice. So, in that way, getting it back would be special. So good luck.
Yeah, it'll remind you of them and the times that you shared films together.
Yes.
Yeah, film student, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
Bug's Life.
All right. I think that's a good place to call it there for today.
How do we think this one went compared to the last Me and You episode? I think a little less cursed this time. No Baldos. No, you know, actually some pretty grim subjects, but...
Yeah, some weird questions. I feel like we got a really random selection together.
Yeah, we just, you know, we sometimes just pick out a bunch, we rolled some dice, and fate took us here.
Yeah, I like these questions, though. I feel like they were either super answerable, or just like...
Yeah.
That fucking...
Common sense.
I just don't think that has a fucking answer. I mean, that's just...
Block Island.
Block Island. I just want to know how it turns out, because I don't think I'd have the answer, and so that's why that one intrigues me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know how that one ends. You know, do they all get together and they live happily on Block Island, or I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the episode title of this one has to be like Grave Digging on Block Island.
Grave Digging on Block Island. When will this ever go out? We don't know. So you may be listening to this in a long time.
You might be listening to this on the unannounced Patreon. You might be listening to this in like 2 months after, like, we
it could be years.
Don't have a backup episode. This might never see the light of day. Well, it will see the light of day somewhere, but
somewhere at some point.
Yeah, at some point. But this occurred after Booze Cruise.
It did,
which was what, episode 12.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is just to date it. This is when this was recorded. We're recording with Lydia on Monday again.
What's like? I feel like I should read the current BBC News headline.
Yeah.
How could a recession affect you? Your question's answered. Well, we're probably in a recession by the time this episode goes out. So that's a nice feeling. That's nice. How's the recession going? Let us know. How's all of that in future times?
Is your house safe?
Ugh,
it is the 5th of August.
Nice. 5th of August, 2022. It feels like we're making like a time capsule for when we die.
right?
Do not give that DVD back. That's it. That's all I want to be known for. Don't give my DVD back. Don't give it out. Don't give my DVD out.
If I have borrowed any DVDs and you're listening to this and I'm dead, this is Postmortem Podcast Ravs. I'm keeping the DVDs.
They're mine now. They're always mine.
Bury me with my Bugs Life.
Fuck's sake. All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening, though. Be sure to send in more questions. We love them. We love them. Mm-hmm. We love them. We love them. They're really funny.
Rate and review on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast. Send in your questions at pickaxe.uk/0degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And sub to our Patreon if it exists at this point.
I like that. Optimistic future advertising. Sub to the Patreon if it exists. But if it doesn't exist, think about it.
Exactly. And what else? We'll be back with Lids probably in the future. Yes.
It's hard to say because we don't know when this is going out.
We don't know when this is going out. Next episode, I guess. Pog.
Yes. Yep. All right. We'll catch you all later. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.